fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Monday, the 31st of July. The prep tip today is to inventory your library, fill in the blank spots. If your collection runs 100-plus volumes, you might want to use the Dewey Decimal System to keep everything organized and quick to find. All right, we have patient Wayne Greener, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols and first aid for gunshot wounds in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. And he has a telephone. It will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, good to have you with us as always. My wife, the lovely Mrs. Moore, gave me a note just now that a man set to testify before Congress, and he was previously a Joe Biden business partner. The Department of Justice pulled some kind of shenanigans to get him arrested to keep him from testifying. Have you heard about that?
I have not heard about that.
That probably doesn't surprise you, though.
Did that happen last week or this morning?
I think happened over the weekend. It's pretty much breaking news. His name's Devin something. I don't have the name. Or Devin Archer. Here it is. Devin Archer, the former Joe Biden business associate. Desperate men do desperate things, don't they?
Well, they do. And criminals that are running our government right now, it's just tragic that we have no mechanism to apply the law to these people. At every turn, they cheat the system, they manipulate the system, and there's never any justice. And I'm not a Democrat or Republican, as you know. I'm someone that believes in the Constitution and the rule of law and equal protection under the law and fair elections. And I think that both of these political parties have done such a disservice to the United States. I mean, look what Mitch McConnell's done in the Senate. I mean, the guy's literally married to a Chinese spy. Right. You know, so, it's just hard to imagine that we've gotten this far off track, honestly.
It is. Here's a headline here. It's kind of a segue to a different topic. This is at the, published at the Daily Mail, dated today's date. Florida is experiencing an increase in leprosy cases, with nearly 20% cases across the country coming from the center of Florida. I always think of leprosy as something that takes place only in third world countries, don't you?
Yeah, I'm not really sure why. And, you know, it would be interesting to have facts instead of statistics. You know, a 20% increase means what? We had 5 cases of leprosy last year, and now we have 6? I mean, I need more specific information, you know, Roger, to really worry about something like that. And we need to be careful as people, as grown adults. The media can be so manipulating. And we need to start asking more questions. Like, how about the facts? What are the raw numbers? Show me the raw data. You know, don't give me percentages and statistics. Give me the data. Let me make my own decision.
Roger that. Well, I'm kind of scanning the article here. It says in 2020, there were 159 new cases reported in the United States. And I don't want to dwell on that too long, but you make a good point there, sir. Well, we're in the heat of the summer. It's we have a shaded area at the firing line of the 1,000-yard range, don't we, sir?
Well, we did until the last storm ripped our tarp up. We're in the middle of repairing that, you know, trying to get a fix for that. But yeah, we've had some aggressive storms move through here this summer, and it's hard to keep a tarp up. I mean, we do things like we go to heavy 16 mil tarps. We have them made so they have twice the number of grommets in them, larger, heavier duty grommets. I mean, we go to great lengths to try and keep the fire line covered. And, you know, of course, God has a way of saying, I care not about your grommets. And they get torn up anyway when we get a big storm. So yeah. It's an ongoing battle, right?
It is. I've seen the tarp up. I've seen it down, and it's down for the time being. But it'll be up before very long. Well, what classes coming up in the near future are there openings for? Tell us about that, please.
Well, I think the class that we have now confirmation from all the instructors, everybody, and this is the class that I'm most excited about. It's the most popular class that we do to the general population. Not everybody's into high-end firearm skills, but you know, there's a lot of people out there that want to understand what our special forces medics do. How do we handle bullet wounds? How do we handle impalements? And so we do 2 back-to-back, 2 days in a row, a one-day course called a junction bleed class. And we, believe it or not, John, we just announced it, I guess, the dates for the first time last week on your show. These classes are already half full. I can't even believe it. And we take 16 people per day.
I believe it.
So the junction bleed class, the first one is going to be October 12th. It is more than half full. And that is for people that are not going to take the combat medic course on the 14th and the 15th of the same month of October. So the 13th, we're having another junction bleed class. And that's for all the people that have the basic tactical course and the enhanced urban vehicle course already under their belt. Okay? So if you've had the basic course and the enhanced urban vehicle course, and if you're not sure about the titles of all that, if you have worked on exfilling a vehicle at the Freedom Center with your teammates in a live fire situation, then you are qualified to sign up for the 2-day combat medic course on the 14th and 15th of October. But you have to have 3 classes to be in the combat medic course. You have to have the basic tactical course under your belt. You have to have the enhanced urban vehicle tactical course, and you must have a junction bleed class. So we reserve the 13th for people that want to be in the combat medics course, and the only thing they're missing is the junction bleed class. The 12th is for anybody. If we have any overflow on the 12th, we'll put you in the 13th. But if you're not doing the combat medics course, the 12th is your date, the 12th of October. That's Thursday, the 12th of October, for the junction bleed class. Now, people that are triple T certified, that they've got, you know, maybe they're a medic in their day job or something. Maybe you're a doctor. Don't think that you know the material in these classes. These guys, these SF guys, they have different tools than you do. They have different techniques. I think we had four doctors in our class last year. So,
Tell us about the response of the doctors, if you recall, please.
Yeah, one of the doctors is a friend of mine, and so he's very open and direct with me. If he doesn't like something, he'll say it to me, because he's right. Been a friend of mine for a while. He's a very good man, and he's very honest in his communication, very open. And he said to me, you know, I thought this class was fantastic. He said, these guys just have a different way of approaching problems, and it's very disciplined, it's very structured, and they're using stuff that we don't even have in our office that we're going to get, by the way, is what he said. He said, I was really impressed with these guys. He said, I'll be honest, if I ever got shot or had an impalement in my torso and a tourniquet wasn't the answer, I'd rather have one of these guys working on me than the best doctors I know.
Right.
Because these guys are amazing. And so he was impressed with not only the way they taught, but the techniques that they presented. You're going to get new information. You know, even if you're a professional in the industry, you're going to take away a couple of golden nuggets from these classes and make it worth your while. So I would highly recommend, if you've never had any first aid training, you absolutely sign up for a junction bleed class. If you have had first aid training, sign up for this class. You're going to learn a bunch of new stuff, and you're going to get some hands-on practice. And unless you work in the city as a paramedic, you probably haven't dressed a bunch of bullet wounds or a bunch of sucking chest wounds. And getting that practice is important. Getting that experiential knowledge is really important. And I think last year we had 40 people sign up for the course. The two courses. So we were over full by four students. We had to bring some extra materials and another instructor in. But it worked out well. We got everything done, and we got all the information out there.
All right. I'm participating in a casual shooting event in August. I'll be setting up a table to do my dry fire practice so that I can have my maximum performance at this informal shooting event that a friend of mine is putting on, and I'll be helping give some of the basics as to precision marksmanship, while at the same time encouraging them to sign up for precision marksmanship at Freedom Center USA. And basically, I'm implementing part of the mission statement of Freedom Center, which is to encourage the students to become instructors themselves and get as many people as possible trained. That's what we want, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, the more individuals that have high quality firearm skills, the safer our homes are, the safer our communities are, and the safer our country is. And you know, I like to tell people there were a lot of wealthy people in South Africa before the apartheid violence started that felt like nothing bad could ever happen to them. There were a lot of middle class suburban and wealthy people in eastern Ukraine that were laughing at the prospect of Russia invading eastern Ukraine. Now there's what, 8 million refugees in Poland and Europe? Who knows? I mean, there's a lot of them. And so I caution people against arrogance, against thinking that you're so safe or your country's so cool that you're never going to have an issue. I don't know if you understand who and what BRICS are, but we can talk about them after the next break. We can talk about that alliance and how that's affecting the global economy and affecting global security. There are lots of reasons out there. Even the criminal element that's been on the rise and the destruction of bail policies in our justice system, and the fact that there's way more criminals on the street now than there ever has been because of some of these policies. There's a lot of reasons to learn how to defend yourself, learn how to defend your home, your family, your neighborhood. If you're a police officer, security guard, get out of the law enforcement gun culture. Get into the tier one culture where you have Navy SEALs, Marines, counterterrorist people, direct action intel guys training you, because you're not always going to be with a team of police officers. Sometimes you're driving around by yourself in your patrol car. Sometimes you're out on a remote call and your backup is delayed. I mean, there are lots of reasons to get some high-end skills. So we need to be a little more objective in how we analyze our own abilities, and I think that's to our advantage once we do something about it.
I want to give everybody a heads up as to why precision marksmanship is so important. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're being attacked by an enemy who knows what they're doing, your target's not going to be 2 feet tall and 3 feet wide, as we practice with pistols all the time, the typical silhouette. Here's your target. Now take a 12-inch dinner plate and mark it across to it, left, right, and up vertically into four pieces. 1/4 of that dinner plate is what your target's going to be. It's going to be the right eye and part of the head. That's all it's going to be exposed if your enemy is a trained adversary. That's why precision marksmanship is so important, right, Sam?
You're absolutely right. I mean, learning how to not get shot and use cover is important, and learning that if you're up against a trained adversary, you're going to have very little of them presented to you in a fight. And you know, part of what we teach is how to keep the important parts of your body, the brachial artery, the femoral artery, the heart, the lungs, the liver, most of your head, behind cover and still be able to shoot and make hits. You're literally learning how to win a gunfight using the same techniques our Navy SEALs and our other special operations group use. These things are not taught by law enforcement instructors. They are not taught by basic military instructors. So if your teacher is an 11 Bravo or is a cop, it's time to pick a different expert.
And people have a belief, at least most civilians think the police officers have some kind of inherent expertise with firearms. They don't.
Unless they're a SWAT officer, unless. And they were in a special operations group before they became a police officer, the chances of them having high-end skills are pretty remote.
Exactly. And the majority of police officers aren't gun guys or gun gals. They carry a pistol on their hip, and the only time they ever shoot it is when they're mandated to shoot it in the annual qualification, which even then they're struggling. I know some of the instructors at the police pistol at the pistol ranges in St. Louis, where the police officers have to practice and qualify. The instructors at the range officers try to get a day off when they know the police are showing up, because they consider the police in general unsafe with firearms, don't they?
Yeah, and that's a shame, because, you know, we used to fund our police departments where they had to qualify every 30 to 90 days with their sidearm or with their shotgun and rifle. But, you know, we reached a point where we cut the budget so bad for our police officers, where they don't even get enough ammo to practice with or train with. I mean, it's a shame.
It is. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3 for details.
Let's talk Bidenomics. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. President Biden and his team are standing behind their economic record as Biden kicks off his reelection campaign. Let's talk about some numbers. $2.39. That was the price of a gallon of regular gasoline on Inauguration Day 2021. $3.56 was the average price yesterday. That is a $1.17 or 49% increase, which costs the average driver an additional $525 a year. So Bidenomics is not good on gasoline. 2.65% was the rate for a 30-year mortgage when Biden took office. 7.51% is the 30-year fixed rate today. That is a 283% increase that costs home buyers an extra $528 a month on a $100,000 mortgage. And those together, the Biden economy, cost the average home buyer with a car an extra $6,861 a year. So sure, unemployment is down, but Bidenflation is robbing all of us. Remember to listen what a politician doesn't say. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you want to protect your car, that car that youngster off to college with the same equipment the Department of Defense does, you can do that at my website with a very nice discount. And that sale ends in 2 days. So if you want to take advantage of that, you got right to do that right now. Visiting with Sam Anders, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. World-class training with rifles and pistols and advanced first aid. You want to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging devices, just give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, I mentioned BRICS before the commercial break.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of people don't really understand what that is. This is a global alliance group involving Brazil, Russia, India, China, okay, and other countries. Now, five new countries have just joined BRICS. Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, which is a NATO member, right?
Right.
And so you've got these other countries now. I mean, these people, I mean, they've got over 65% of the world's economy now, and over 60% of the world's population are now members of BRICS. And what are they doing? What is BRICS? BRICS is an organization, okay, that wants to oppose the IMF, the Federal Reserve, the standard American, British, European control of the world, right? And so you look at what's going on and these people joining BRICS, there's 40 other countries that want to join BRICS that have not been approved yet. So this is something that I think people need to pay attention to and to watch and try to understand what's going on in this world. And it's going to affect the economy. It's going to affect the political scene. It's going to affect the security of the world. And I think this is something that if you're not familiar with BRICS, the organization, the alliances that are being formed, maybe you want to pay a little attention to that. Also, as far as your question on the training that's coming up, we have a long-range training class with, in fact, two slots open here, I believe, next weekend or this weekend coming up. Let me double-check the schedule. Let's see here. August 5th and 6th, we have an Introduction to 1,000-Yard Shooting class. And we do these in the summer because you get lots of mirage, and it makes it easier to teach people how to read mirage and read the wind direction and speed. So if you're planning on doing some long-range hunting this fall, or you want to learn how to do long-range shooting, we have an Intro to 1,000-Yard Shooting class August 5th and 6th. That's just a few days. You know, just give me a call. I'll get you in the class. We've got two slots open. Also, we have an Enhanced Urban Vehicle Tactical Rifle Series course August 18th, 19th, and 20th. So if you've had the basic course and you want to get in the Junction Bleed class, this is one of two opportunities you'll have to take an Enhanced Urban Vehicle course so you can take the Combat Medics course in October. So if you've already had the basic course and you want to take that Combat Medic course, which I would highly recommend, that's going to be one of the funnest classes of the year, you got to have an Enhanced Urban Vehicle course. We have one August 18th, 19th, and 20th. Give me a call. We'll get you put in that class and get you ready for the Combat Medic course.
Absolutely. Well, I want to encourage, if you're considering the 1,000-yard precision class, encourage whoever's thinking about that to have their shooting buddy with them, so that if you get two men, or a man and a woman, or two women trained, they can become a team and alternate shooter and spotter and shooter, back and forth. A combination of a shooter and a spotter is greatly enhances the capability, doesn't it? Sam, you're on mute.
It really does. It really does enhance your chances of success. We'll talk about that after the break.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo. That'll be the 12th and 13th of August, the second weekend of August. It'll be a lot of fun. The list of all the speakers, including myself and Alex Jones, is listed there at the website. You can get your tickets right there. There's a limited number of tickets. I look forward to meeting a lot of you. You'll see things, hear things you would never hear or see otherwise at the Red Pill Expo. If you have issues with arthritis pain, check out the Energy Cleaner. Same thing with sleep issues. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. Details, we can place your order at my website at thelibertyman.com. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. It's 800-592-9543. Let's continue where we left off, Sam.
Okay, we were talking about, advantage of long-range shooting, different
courses. Right.
When you're working with a spotter, you share the load of managing the information in the situation. And so typically in a long-range engagement, your spotter is confirming your range, confirming the wind, watching the wind. And so oftentimes you find yourself in a long-range shooting situation where the wind is changing sometimes you'll see three different wind directions and speeds, and it will just rotate back and forth from these different speeds and directions. So you will set up a shot looking for a full value crosswind. And I know a lot of people say, oh, I shoot in a head and a tailwind. Well, that's not the ideal situation. If you want to debate that point, call in. We'll talk about it.
Right.
But
right.
The truth is you want to shoot in a full value crosswind if you can. And so you have a spotter that confirms your elevation hold, your wind hold, and is now watching the wind. And when the wind comes to the direction you set the shot up for, he gives you a green light. And you pull the trigger. And this is how we do this. We share the information, we share the workload, and our hit proficiency at long range goes way up. Now, there's so much to do from a shot production security standpoint in a tactical environment. Singapore started this years ago, almost three decades ago, started putting out three-man sniper teams, particularly in a counter-terrorist situation. So you had one guy doing security and running cameras so that the leadership could see what was going on in a hostage rescue situation. And then you had the two guys doing the more traditional shooter-spotter thing. But now we deploy, based on information from Singapore and other special operations groups, now we deploy up to six-man sniper teams. Completely different than it was 30, 40 years ago. And Singapore and some other groups helped bring about those changes. But there's a lot to do in that environment. You know, we lost some teams in the desert and Desert Storm, and we've lost some teams in some other types of engagements, and so we've changed the way we do business based on the lessons learned from those experiences.
Well, Sam, the last time I took the precision class, you and I had no agreement or discussion before. I basically turned you into my spotter, didn't I?
No, none at all. There was no discussion at all. Once you know what to do, right. You understand how the process works. A good shooter can work with any good spotter.
Right, right. So it was just spontaneous. It happened on its own, and it increased my success rate tremendously. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to have a tremendous increase in your success rate, do this as a team. It could be your buddy, your spouse, whoever it is. You'll greatly enhance your chances of success. We got a couple of callers here, Sam. Let's take a call. We got Nick in Missouri. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Sam.
Hey,
good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Morning.
Oh, doing swell, my friend. I took the basic sidearm and rifle training this past weekend with Sam and his instructors. To say that the training I received exceeded my expectations is an understatement. I've always been of the opinion that nobody will be harder on me than myself. Naturally, Sam has changed that opinion. The expertise of Sam and his instructors goes beyond any other form of education I've ever received. The methods in which they teach the material is relatable and leave an emotional footprint that isn't easily forgotten. The instructors are both aggressive and sensitive in the course material and know just how to get the material understood and get the effect they want out of the students. In terms of firearms, Sam has said several times, I brought a suppressed direct impingement AR frame firearm that failed to the point where it took me completely out of the fight. Fortunately, I adhere to the mantra that two is one and one is none, so I switched to my backup firearm. And with almost obscene amounts of motor oil and a little humility, I was able to complete training. Needless to say, I will be installing a piston kit on both of those firearms post-haste. Willingness to learn and be ready to step outside of your comfort zone are definite requirements for this course, and I will definitely be attending further training just as soon as my emotional wounds heal and I can get my mag changes down to an acceptable time.
Wow, Nick, thanks for that. I mean, I got to ask you a couple of questions before you disappear on us.
So go ahead,
you
sir.
You brought a gas impingement AR, which students do all the time and don't have problems with, but you put a suppressor on your gas impingement AR, which causes back pressure and lots of fouling to go into the action. It was quite the interesting study watching you try to keep that gun clean enough to operate reliably with a suppressor on it. You know, that was an experience that is so valuable. Because a lot of times people hear me say on the radio show or something, they'll hear me say, yeah, you want a piston kit AR for doing battle in a gunfight in an urban or a suburban environment where you're firing lots of shots, particularly if you're suppressed. And that kind of goes in one ear and out the other. But now you know why I said that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you drop $600 on a suppressor. Well, in the 6 months you have to wait to get your suppressor from Johnny Law, you can invest in your Adams Arms retrofit kit and get that installed and trained with that. By the time you get done paying everything off, your suppressor's in and you're ready for the fight.
So the guy closest to you on the firing line had a piston kit AR with a suppressor. How many times did he clean his gun this weekend?
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah, zero times. Yeah.
Yeah. And did his gun ever stop running or jam, or was it hard to do press checks with his gun?
His gun ran completely reliably, and press checks were effortless. Whereas mine, I couldn't even do my press check, John, because I couldn't unlock the lugs from the chamber.
No surprise.
It was that,
not surprise at all.
That gummed up and funky.
Yeah, and so when you put a suppressor on a gas impingement gun and you put 80 shots through it, the chamber and the lugs and the bolt carrier and the receiver are so caked with powder, you can't even pull your charging handle back to do a press check. It's so tight. I mean,
I think 80 shots is a little generous. I think I was down to possibly even 30 or 40 before that firearm locked up on me.
Yeah, and so when we say gas impingement for sniper weapon systems because of accuracy and piston kits for battle rifles because of volume and you need reliability and runability, we're not kidding. I think Nick lived that for sure this past weekend. By the way, he did a great job. He was in the high 5 second range on some El Presidentes, and just a fantastic job by Nick this weekend.
I appreciate your work, Sam, and it's certainly stuff that I can take home and train myself and my friends and family with without any issue of concern.
Well, great job, Nick, and thanks for the call.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Nick. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Hello, John and Sam. I just wanted to comment about the BRICS thing. Russia is... Or they've announced that they're going to be having a gold-backed currency that they're going to be coming out with. I don't think it's going to be out until March, but they are saying that they're going. The BRICS nations are going to back their currency. They're going to come out with a currency, so they're going to have their own currency, and it's going to be backed by gold.
No surprise. They've been promising that for a number of years. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a. You know, that's an expected response to the Federal Reserve printing money and deflating our currency, right? They want to be the ones with the strong currency. They want to be the ones with the reliable currency. They want to be the ones with the currency that has credibility, right? And so they're going to do things in a more appropriate, more disciplined, and more reliable way. Because they want to defeat the U.S. Federal Reserve, the IMF, and their paper fiat money system, where they enrich themselves by printing money and deflating the dollar. So that is not an unexpected move, and actually it would be a wise move on their part.
Yeah, they've announced it, and it was just a few weeks ago, or maybe so, that they made this announcement. I think that the currency is going to be available, I think, for anyone, actually. So if you invest in gold or you want to invest in currencies, you can invest by buying BRICS currency when it comes out in March. But the thing that I see as a threat is that, see, okay, China's going to be involved in this because it's, you know, Brazil, India, China, and Russia, different countries, plus all the others that you mentioned earlier. But you see, China holds a ton of our debt. And if they start dumping our debt in favor of buying the BRICS, you know, and backing more BRICS currency, it could be a problem. It could be a problem for us. Definitely.
Oh, it's going to be a huge problem.
System. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge problem for us. So, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is when you pay into Social Security or you pay into something towards the government or the Federal Reserve, you pay in today's dollars. You get back those dollars, like in Social Security, for example, in 30 years from today's dollars, and that currency is now worth one-tenth of what you paid in. This is the secret mechanism of stealing and self-enriching by the Federal Reserve. You pay to them on today's dollars. You get paid back in the government programs on 30 years from today's dollars, and that dollar is worth literally 10% of what it was. And so they've stolen 90% of your wealth or your buying power. And this is how the inflation game works. You know, why do you think we go through these huge inflationary periods and then almost never a deflationary period, and then a huge inflationary period, and then never a deflationary period? This has been going on for decades, right? Because this is the mechanism by which they steal from us. And if people would just get educated about this, maybe we could put some pressure on the government to change it.
Yeah, well, we need to have a currency that's backed by something, you know, other than just our own debt, you know. Our GDP, gross national output, or whatever it is. That's a ridiculous standard. Because as our gross national output changes, as we lose jobs during the COVID era, our value of our currency's got to go down too, right?
Well, yeah, but that doesn't justify the printing of currency to.
Oh, no.
To deflate, to actually reduce the value of the currency. And, you know, our currency is backed by something. It's called the trees we make paper from and the ink we print the currency with. Because
yeah, that's
we
about
print
all it's
money
worth.
Like it's going out of style, and it has to stop.
Exactly. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate
it. Okay, thanks for the call, Terry. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. Ladies and gentlemen, Freedom Center has been involved in a massive legal battle. Some rich family in Missouri is attempting to steal the property. This battle has been going on for a couple of years. If you want to help out, there is a panel at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can make a quick and easy PayPal donation. You want to send a check or a money order, there's an address to mail a check or a money order. And we're looking at maybe this thing being wrapped up in about 6 months. Do we have a court date yet, Sam?
We do. It's in March of 2024. The scheduling order is now complete. It's going to be like March 24th is the trial date. They've now hired 5 expert witnesses that we have to depose. That's about $1,500 per witness. I mean, they just keep dragging this out and running the legal bills up. And John, the RBN listeners and my friends and people that have trained at the Freedom Center, they've kept us in this legal fight, and we're going to win. We've got a fixed schedule now, and we just got to get these legal bills paid and get to the trial.
Now, will this trial be a bench trial with a judge only, or will it be a jury?
It'll be a bench trial with a judge.
Okay, well, that's good. Any experienced judge will recognize the tactics of the plaintiff in this case is not the tactics that ethical lawyers would engage in, not the tactics engaged in by a side that has the evidence on their side. To bring in new expert witnesses more than almost 2 years plus after the commencement of this.
Three and a half years.
Shows me, and it was, I'm sure it showed the judge, that they're desperate because they don't have a winning case, do they?
Well, they don't, but, you know, we'll get to trial in March of next year. It's set now. It can't be changed, can't be continued. The scheduling order is in place, and we'll get to where we need to get. And in the meantime, we'll be training people at the Freedom Center. So,
I've been in these kind of conferences where, between lawyers and their clients, and I can pretty much guess what took place with the plaintiffs and their attorneys. And they're desperate. We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. I'm visiting with Sam Anders, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website's freedomtrain.net. Sam, I've been in these conferences dozens of times between lawyers and their clients, and before a lawsuit is filed of this kind, the plaintiff's attorney, the plaintiff's team, will have everything they need all put together for a winning strategy. And that's exactly what they thought they did 3+ years ago. The fact that they're bringing in 5 new expert witnesses tells me that they're desperate, that they most likely the legal team has told their client, we can't possibly win under these circumstances. And the client says, well, what can we do? So the legal team says, well, we can get more expert witnesses. I don't know if that's what happened, but it's highly likely that something like that did happen, didn't it, Sam?
Yeah, that's probably it. The gal wasn't very honest in her deposition. She was asked questions like, who are your husband's closest friends, your deceased husband's? And she said, I don't know. Right. Can you name one friend of your husband? I don't know. I can't. I mean, right. they were so dishonest and so I don't know even how to say it, so manipulative in the discovery and in the deposition process so far that I've lowered my expectations. I realize I'm dealing with straight up criminals. So
there we go.
It's really sad. In my opinion, I'm dealing with a straight up sociopath. So
absolutely. Let's go on to our next caller. It looks like Wayne in Mississippi. Good morning, Wayne.
Yeah, quick question for Sam. Sam, the 308 Winchester, your opinions, pros and cons, do you reload for it? If so, what powders? Just comment on the 308. That's my question.
Okay, so I trained on the 308 in sniper school. That was my first system that I trained on as a young man. I had a Mark 11 Mod Zero. It was a semi-auto system manufactured by Reed Knight's organization, Knight Manufacturing. The accuracy was sub half minute. It was a very effective system. It had 11.25 twist rate, which with the 168. Oh, we're at a break.
We'll continue this discussion after the break. Hold on, Wayne. We'll be right back.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023, at antelopehillpublishing.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.